Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the New World Order's playing all countries off against each other, and they reportedly have now tried to frame Syria for nerve gassing their own people, even though they've been caught repeatedly having their al-Qaeda forces do it. We're going to be getting into that. Poisonous gas attack by regime kills troops. Again, poisonous gas attack by regime troops kills at least 100 in Syria, activists say. But see, Fox just goes with that like it's real or true, not like activists say. I mean, they won't even call the paramilitary al-Qaeda forces with even heavy weapons. They won't even, they call them activists or protesters. Kind of like the Muslim Brotherhood firebombing, shooting police. They kill 25 in one day. They're killing police and military every day in Egypt. They're starting it, and they're called protesters. I mean, you know, what if you went out and killed 25 cops? Would you be on the news as a protester? I mean, that's what I mean, folks. We are under assault by propaganda. We are under just absolute total assault. So we're going to be going to your phone calls, getting into all that. Every day I see, without even looking, and I don't cover it, just because I guess I've been conditioned, where black folks, young people mainly, are killing white people randomly. And there's another article on DrudgeReport.com, Murder Shocks Heartland. The cops say bored black teens killed white baseball player for fun. I pulled the trigger. And the media won't even call it a racist crime. And again, you see the media and the culture, MSNBC, they say white people are inherently bad. And it's not even reverse racism. How is it reverse? Anybody can be racist, folks. It's tribalism. What do you think a country club is, where the richest people in town are in a country club and don't want anybody else in it, and they even are mean to the people there that are only worth, you know, $100 million and aren't worth $1 billion? I mean, the best country club in Austin's got billionaires, like, you know, 20 billionaires or something that are members. I mean, and believe me, folks, I've taught people that go there, they're mean to you if you're just a U.S. senator and, you know, are only worth $50 million. That's tribalism. That's elitism. That's cliques. And so, yeah, they'll use skin color, they'll use religion, they'll use whatever. But there's this idea that only white people are tribalist. The whole world's tribalist. Go to Indonesia, you got like 20 different groups killing each other forever. Look at Africa, tribes killing each other 24/7. I mean, I'm sick of the West, because I've traveled the world a little bit, but I've seen a lot of documentaries, too, in the third world. And let me tell you, Western civilization, what Western Europe deployed and developed, is hands down the greatest contribution to human society and development the world's ever seen. The Japanese contributed a lot. The Chinese contributed a lot to civilization. There was some contributions of civilization out of Africa. There have been contributions out of Mesoamerica. All those places have had contributions. But you can hands down say that Western civilization has made the most contributions. Now, is Western civilization done a lot of evil stuff? Yeah, we're all humans. We all act the same. But I am just so sick of the constant drumbeat by the elite against Western civilization. Because here's the deal. They don't want you to have it. Obama goes to Africa. He lives in the, you know, the cradle of Western civilization, wealth and power and sci-fi technology. He goes to Africa and says, you can't have hot water. You can't have cars. It's bad for the earth. By the way, I got 500 Secret Service with me. About 10 aircraft landed. It cost me, you know, millions of dollars a day to be here. Blah, blah, blah. But you can't have hot running water. That's what's behind the trendiness of running Western civilization down. You know what? Go move to Calcutta, India. Go move to Jakarta, Indonesia. Go move to Mexico City, please. 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 I'm just so sick of all these movies like Elysium and everything else acting like the West is bad. What did Jim Morrison say? The West is the best. The West is the best.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to go to your phone calls on a host of issues and whatever topics you'd like to raise here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. At about 40 after, we're going to have pop in to the broadcast the personal friend of Michael Hastings, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, to give his take on the autopsy information released that the family is saying is not accurate, that he did not use methamphetamine. So looks like the demonization has begun. You can also take Sudafed or hundreds of other different products or chemicals or drinks that will give a false positive for amphetamine use. So very, very suspicious on that front. Big news in Syria. Obviously, they're saying between 100 and 1,300 dead. You know, it's the rebels saying that, so who knows. But horrible footage of nerve gas children blaming it on Assad, and they keep saying, Assad, if you use nerve gas, we're going to have the West bomb and invade you. So it's getting very, very, very suspicious that that's a staged setup, frame-up going on. Also, San Diego Craigslist ad calls for role players to basically play the part who are former human intelligence, CIA, you name it, or part of citizens tattletale squads to play the part of basically terrorists in secret drills. And if you know anything about drills, those are usually accompanied or terrorist events are generally accompanied by a drill that's used as the cover story. So very, very suspicious report on that front. That's up on InfoWars.com and halfway down on the left-hand side of the Drudge Report. .com as well, covering the InfoWars.com article there. So we're going to be getting into that. There's a lot of other news I want to get to. There is a story here that's up on InfoWars.com dealing with black youths killing a white youth because they were, quote, bored and just wanted to have fun. And I'm seeing this literally every day, where groups are attacked or robbed or killed, and it's usually just a regional news story, never a national news story, because the media wants to have the idea that only white people are racist and that only white people are bad. And it's mainly white people in the media and the power structure that are doing this because they want us all at each other's throats. And when I say that the Western civilization is under attack and is dying, the West is committing suicide. The West, the idea of a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, common law, that's what's so great about Western civilization. Doesn't mean the West is perfect. And all cultures have contributed things, but why is there such a concerted attack on Western civilization? And why does the media always say everyone should adopt anything but Western culture? Because they want a post-industrial world for everyone, folks. They're blocking the third world's development, which I am fighting against, you're fighting against, Lord Monckton's fighting, and they're fighting to deindustrialize us. We need to export the good parts of Western civilization if people want to adopt them. And the truth is, people in the third world do. That's why they want to come to the West. But the West itself is being deindustrialized from within and is being eradicated because Western civilization, in its truest Renaissance Enlightenment form, is in direct contravention with what the globalists want, that is a neo-feudalistic fascism worldwide. They want to go back to pre-Renaissance. That's what we call Western civilization. It's not really Western civilization. Western civilization was feudalist, just like Mesoamerica, just like Asia, just like Africa. It all had the same system. Kings, lords, slaves. Unless you had hunter-gatherer groups in small pockets in Eastern Europe, what's Eastern Europe today, North America, but still those groups were at war with each other. So, and you study human systems, Western civilization, that idea of that's really the Renaissance, I've studied it all, that's where we want to go. I mean, that's my view. Private property, the family sacrosanct, due process, the smallest person has the same rights as the most powerful. Powerful groups of gangs can't get together and just overrun you because they've got the force to do it or 51% vote to take your property. The problem is ultra-rich always want to use the mob rule of pure democracy or a crisis to take over and dominate. Now, smart elites in the Enlightenment said, well, actually, we're always getting robbed and overthrown and overtaken because we've got all the wealth and we're abusing the serfs. So let's actually create a more equitable system, and they'll have such wealth, we could skim off the top of that. That's why they kind of let the Renaissance go ahead and happen. They tried to block it for a while. They just couldn't. It was too popular. It was too cool. It was the idea of science getting out, innovation. The rock stars were musicians, classical musicians, scientists, explorers, not basketball and baseball players. You know, an upward society, the rock stars are mathematicians. The rock stars are trailblazers. The rock star, I mean, then the kids think that's cool. Then you go to, you know, space colonies and people start living to be 500 years old. And, you know, we go to the next level of human development that God, I guarantee he'll let us have if we're able to pass the test. But no, we can't do that. We have to have old-fashioned tyranny thuggism. And it's reigning supreme worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to go to this report. We're going to come back from break and go to your phone calls. This is a very powerful report that's up on InfoWars.com. And I hope that you will share this with people so that folks are aware of what's happening. Kit Daniels did a blurb on it. It's gun confiscation begins in California. And then a few months ago, that was actually the headline that Bloomberg had, but they said it was a great thing. And they're now going to go after people that haven't even been adjudicated mentally ill. Just they come grab you and say, we heard you shoot your mouth off. This has been happening about Obama in North Carolina, Florida, you name it. But California's the worst. And so now you just don't get your guns. Or, hey, there's been a flood in Katrina. We're going to go to the rich houses and tear down the doors and rob the gun safes. You know, any excuse to come after our guns. And this is the whole extrajudicial move to do it. So here's the report from InfoWars Nightly News last night with David Knight breaking it down. But please, and I'm going to tweet this out right now while we're playing it. Please get gun confiscation begins in California. Please get this video and article out to everyone you know so they're aware of what's happening. Here it is.
This morning, NPR carried a gung-ho report on gun confiscation in California. They accompanied a gang of government employees as they went about confiscating guns, as they put it, one by one.
We're riding in a caravan of four unmarked trucks through the bedroom communities of the San Francisco East Bay. The trucks carry nine state agents wearing bulletproof vests and armed with 40 caliber Glock pistols and tasers. They'll spend the next 6 hours looking for illegal guns.
Well, isn't that exciting and fun? But one thing that was missing from the NPR report was the constitutional perspective. Also missing was what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that. We have someone, Joe Mendez, who had this happen to him in California, and he gives a perspective of what it feels like to have your constitutional rights violated.
Immediately, I got two M16 machine gun rifles within 5 inches from my face on both sides. One cop came up with his gun in my face, and the other one proceeded to put my hands behind my back, conducted a raid on my house, and placed me under arrest for the sole purpose of owning and possessing assault rifles, which were legal to own. They illegally came about 14 agents deep, and they lured me out of my house. They concocted a story, and they told my wife in the morning when she woke up, a phony CHP car shows up and tells my wife, hey, your car was involved in a hit and run last night. We're taking a report.
And who are these people that NPR is so excited about having their guns confiscated?
His team will visit the homes of 11 people who are considered armed and prohibited persons, people on the so-called apps list. They are all people who at one time purchased firearms legally.
Armed and prohibited persons. Armed and prohibited persons. APPs. They've even got an acronym for it.
These assault rifles were purchased in the 1980s, and they are fabricated from 1984 and late 1960s to 70s.
These are people who have purchased firearms legally, but now California has decided that they've lost a right to own a gun. Well, what does it take to lose your right in California? A felony conviction. Well, there's a lot of felonies on the books. Even things like releasing balloons on a beach can be a felony. You could have a complaint in a domestic dispute, or even a minor misdemeanor conviction. Well, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller, first they came for the people with nonviolent felony convictions, then they came for the people with misdemeanor convictions. NPR is proud of the fact that California is cross-checking what they call, quote, an extensive, constantly updated database. The NRA initially supported this law, but now even they are opposing it. For instance, if you are in a fight and you admit to being in the fight, you can lose your right to own guns and find yourself being SWAT teamed to confiscate your guns. And what does this tell us about the government's priorities?
A couple of months before, there was a guy who was renting here who we couldn't get rid of. He was cooking meth, actually cooking drugs, illegal drugs, in his apartment here. We called the Citrus Heights Police Department, and the police said, even if he had all of the drugs laid out on the table, and we caught him doing it, there we couldn't do anything about it because there's no budget to press arrests on drugs.
Governor Jerry Brown is expanding this program, hiring 36 agents at a cost of $24 million. That's about $670,000.
All right, let's stop right there.
Why does the government ignore crime?
The full report is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please get it. And absolutely, they're now just showing up because people buy 1,000 rounds of ammo and SWAT teaming. I'm saying that was suspicious. And in California, they're now taking guns, interpreting anything basically semi-auto that has a certain type of stock They're now saying it's illegal retroactively without even having a law, as Mr. Mendez pointed out. They're coming for our guns, folks, and they're using things like this to prime the pump and get us used to the gun confiscation teams.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. Then, of course, there's the weekend radio broadcast on Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's some of the news out there. Obama's brother, linked to Muslim Brotherhood, Dr. Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, report says Maliki directs radical Islamic movements' investments. Well, actually, the Prime Minister of Kenya, who's his cousin, Odinga, who Obama, as U.S. Senator, helped him create that position when he lost the election, said, we'll just have riots and they'll create a position for you. Odinga is the Muslim leader there that's targeted Christians in attacks. I mean, this, and, you know, the media is like, oh, you know, look at what World Net Daily's saying. It's not even a claim. I mean, it's true. That's who's taken over Kenya is the Muslim Brotherhood. And folks, you know, I'm not some anti-Muslim guy that just says Muslims are inherently evil and they're our enemy. The globalists want a clash of civilizations here. My issue is that the Muslim Brotherhood has been particularly radicalized and is being used to take over moderate countries that have not been enemies of this nation. And it's very immoral to put them in charge. And so, of course his brother's involved with the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course he gives evidence. I mean, I covered that in the Obama deception 5 years ago about Odinga. I mean, Odinga, his cousin, really about like his uncle. I mean, they're like best buddies. Odinga is a criminal. Odinga organized Muslims attacking Christians so that instead of Kenya burning, they would give him a position in the government. This is what Obama does. And yes, he went to a madrasa in Indonesia. Yes, he's been registered as a Muslim. But that's all part of how he's everything. He's a Christian. He's a CIA. He's an organizer. He's a Muslim. No, what he is a devilish person. He's got any face he needs to wear, folks. He can go speak in Arabic and freak the Muslims out that he speaks in it perfectly. With the inflections, and you know, when he spoke in Cairo and other places, their mouths are hanging open. When he says, you know, my faith is your faith, and the media goes, oh, that's a conspiracy theory to say he says he's a Muslim. I can play the clips where he says in Arabic, I grew up with your faith. Your faith is my faith. I mean, he says he's a Muslim president. And then it's like, oh, the racists are saying he's a Muslim. Racist? It's a religion. He's not a Muslim. I wish he was a Muslim. We would know what he is. I mean, he technically is a Muslim president, but he's not a Muslim, folks. Said I'd take your calls. It's just, and then I got articles about another family. I can't believe CNN actually covers it. Iowa husband shoots, kills escaped inmate who held him and his wife hostage. He was tying him up and stuff, but they got to a gun and killed him. I can't believe that's actually in CNN. Okay, good job, CNN. Good job, CIA. CIA News Network. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I was calling about something that happened at the tail end of your show yesterday. You were talking about China buying up all the world's food.
Yes, they are one of the biggest buyers of food in the world, and they're buying up a lot of U.S. food, yeah.
Yeah, I recently wrote a book called Locus on the Horizon, and we talked in there about an interview I had with a man by the name of Lester Brown. Are you familiar with Lester Brown, head of the World Watch Institute?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, basically, Lester Brown is running to the World Watch Institute and the Earth Policy Institute, and he's backed by the Rockefellers. And in 1995, he said point blank, in about 20 years, give or take a little bit, China's going to be an economic titan, and he described how they're going to start buying up all of the world's food because they're going to have the wealth to do it. And it's a situation very similar to the Irish potato famine. Most people don't know this, but in the Irish potato famine, Ireland was producing about twice as much food as it took to feed the entire country, but they exported it all to England. In 1847, 4,000 ships left Ireland carrying food to England while people were starving. They're going to
absolutely, absolutely. And then they're putting in regulations to make it impossible for small farmers to operate, but big agri is exempt. That's why you beat them by supporting the farmers' markets. That's why you beat them by at least getting partially off the grid. I don't care if you start out by a tiny solar panel, you know, powering your refrigerator. You start by buying local as much as you can. That's why they SWAT teamed a small sustainable farm in Arlington. And now we've interviewed the guy, and it's in the news with a SWAT team saying it's illegal to grow stuff in Arlington. And then the police were there and they gave him like tickets for an inspection sticker out or something. I mean, it's incredible. So, yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. Very interesting. Send us a copy of your book. Okay, Chris, Jordan, John, Rod, your calls are coming up. And then we're going to get an update on the latest on Michael Hastings.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging. Yeah, my job's pretty easy, really. I really study things. I try to figure out what the truth is, and then I do my best to present it to people. That's all I do. And I just try to be as honest as I can with myself about things and not lie to myself about what I see unfolding. That's what I'm attempting to do. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment, and then Sergeant Joe Biggs is going to be popping in with the latest developments in the sad, tragic soap opera that is the death of Michael Hastings. And again, we've been continually following this because this will affect not just journalists in this country, but the First Amendment that is the greatest defense of human liberty. And what marks the decline of a country into despotism more than anything is attacks on the press. And no one denies that Obama is not persecuting the press like no president in modern U.S. history. You've got to go back to Abraham Lincoln, who they romanticize constantly, And again, I don't romanticize the South or the North. I know that it was British intelligence on record manipulating both sides against each other. That's what's so frustrating about history. It's not, oh, so you're a Reb, or oh, you're a Northerner, and it's just all a big tragedy, all a big manipulation and attempt to break up the country. And people go, oh, wait, now you're for Lincoln. No, Lincoln was very weird. I mean, that's another issue. See, I'm already digressing. See, that's the problem. To know what's happening currently, you've got to understand what happened in the past. And then that's so, not even complex, but so big. History's so big that to look at Lincoln, he was a very strange person. And it's really ambiguous whether he was bad or good. But there's no doubt he did a lot of anti-American, anti-freedom stuff. And the things he got through is now what has allowed the globalists to come in and take over the federal government. Because once the federal government is dominant and unconstitutional and tyrannical, then whoever hijacks it is the boss. So we got foreign corporations that run the federal government now on record. They are now the occupiers of this country, and they can do anything they want if we let them. I mean, so much of our problems, so many of our problems rest with the fact that there's no special interest for individuals. There's no special interest for common sense. There's no lobby for that. We've got an NRA that, because people got on their butt, has been actually defending the Second Amendment. You know, even just 5 years ago, they weren't, and I was all over them. And, you know, just promoting Gun Owners of America and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership and a few other independent real groups that did a great job. But they have been able to force the NRA. By the way, I was instrumental behind the scenes. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. I told Larry Pratt and had long conversations with him saying, you've got to come out against the NRA. You've got to make them get hardcore. We're going to lose this. And, you know, you could also fundraise on the fact that you're the real gun group, which they were already doing. But I said, I know you're a classy guy, but the Second Amendment comes first. And I was instrumental. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, that's the kind of stuff I do behind the scenes, saying, you know, you need to attack them, going back about 6-7 years ago. And so I got him on. He would attack them, how they were set up by the Northern Army after the Civil War to train people because the North didn't have firearms training like the South. How it's always been a federal group, how they supported the 68 Gun Control Act, how they've sold out over and over again. And you've heard people like Ted Nugent on the board come out and basically admit they've gotten more hardcore and thank gun owners for getting their members to go after NRA. I mean, we need to nudge groups into doing the right thing. Just like the communists go around bullying everybody into authoritarianism, we need to pressure organizations that could be vehicles of liberty into doing the right thing. We need to get aggressive, folks. I mean, that's not even aggressive. And so now the NRA is really doing a great job, because we made them do it. And I'm not taking sole credit for that. There have been discussions inside the board of directors of Gunners of America. It was about 5-6 years ago about doing that. And I just said, well, go have another meeting. You know, you need to do this right now, Larry. And I said, I want you to come back on. And he came back on and did shows about the real history of the NRA. I mean, that's how you get stuff done. We're not going to get stuff done being nice here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to get stuff done playing patty cake with the New World Order. And compromising. They never compromise with us. Now, I'm going to get Biggs on for about 10 minutes, then he's going to be gone, and I promise, then we'll race through phone calls for Chris and Jordan and Joe and Rod. I'm going to go to you one after the other all the way into the third hour today, interspersed with news, but I'll get to your calls. I want to. Briefly here, I've not really plugged anything. The great books, the videos, the T-shirts, the Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only is it great material to bring yourself to a higher level of understanding and then pay it forward, pass it on to wake up others, or to, you know, advertise liberty, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, InfoWars with the T-shirts and ball caps and stuff, it's what funds this operation. So please shop with the Patriots, shop with the people on the front line of the fight against the globalists. We take this serious. This is a war for us. This is a prosecution of a war. I am consumed by it. There's nowhere that you could put your support where people are trying harder. There may be folks doing a better job. My goodness, I do a terrible job sometimes, but my heart's in the right place. And, you know, we've got Providence, I know, with us. You know, to use a lay common term, the force is with us, folks. But that means we've still got to take action here. And we need you, ladies and gentlemen, we need you to support us now more than ever. And so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the Modified Lynn Brown seaweed. It's so good for your thyroid, your blood, your body. Go read the reviews. Look it up. I mean, it's amazing. Look what seaweed does for your yard or your vegetables, much less your body, the detox, you name it. Best prices on that. The Pro Pure Water Filtration. Promo code WATER. Get 10% off. Start filtering your water. The best system today. Blows away the competition. InfoWarsStore.com. You can... we're going to go to Biggs. We got Biggs yet? Fantastic. We're going to have him in a minute. Support us so I can finish the studios, the satellite uplinks, the crew I need to go to the next level. I am not sponsored by the Fortune 500. I'm sponsored by viewers like you, supporters like you, people that click on our sponsors online, the people that buy the books, the videos, the people that have the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You are the reason we're able to do this to this level. And I want to go to the whole nother level. I don't want to just play games, half measures here. I am committed. So InfoWarsStore.com, get the new State of Mind film on mind control, get the new American Drug War II, exposing the fake drug war, the whole police state. Get it all. Dave Krieger's new book, The Credit Restoration Primer. Get the new primers on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Second Amendment. Get the Don't Tread on Me film. The biggest selection of heirloom seeds, non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated. All the biggest selections, lowest prices. And we have a huge seed center, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call if you want us to mail you a catalog or if you've got any questions to ask, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, viewers of PrisonPlanet.tv and radio listeners know that every week or so we just keep giving you an update with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who served three combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and had the famous war correspondent reporter Michael Hastings embedded with him off and on for quite a long time. They became good friends. The feds visited Michael Hastings the day before. That's now been admitted. The feds have now admitted they had a file on him. And they lied about that. Just to recap here, his car blew up a few months ago. His wife was the spokesperson for the National Security Council. That's the very top of the pyramid, the very top of the pyramid of the New World Order. That's as high level as it gets in government. Now, there's some tentacles that go into it that are even higher from the big combines, but that's the group actually, you know, running the whole system for the globalist. The nukes, the weapons, the control systems, the hit teams. I mean, that's central command. That is the top of the pyramid. And she worked there. Very interesting point. I'll just throw that out there. He said, I've got the big story. They're coming after me. They're going to raid us. I'm going off the radar. Boom, car blows up. Witnesses then say, we saw the car blow up in the middle of the road. That's now been confirmed. Engine blows out the other direction. That doesn't happen hitting a tree. All that said, they now release the coroner's report to the LA Times. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. And they say, oh, he had methamphetamine in him. He had DMT in him. That's a hallucinogen that lasts 5 minutes, folks. He had marijuana in him. Well, there's hundreds of things that will give you a false positive for methamphetamine. And his family's come out. We have an article here saying he didn't use methamphetamine. That's not true. So my whole point is this looks very, very, very suspicious. And they usually say you're on drugs when you die mysteriously. I've always said that if they kill me, they'll pull something like that. I don't use illegal drugs, folks. Just have that on record. So I wanted to just briefly get his friend, Staff Sergeant Biggs, on, because he's the only guy, when he got the email saying the feds are after me, no, everybody else got that, the family, the friends, they were all scared to release it. And he's the guy that said no. Friends said the feds visited him. You know, the Young Turks knew that, didn't report it. Now that's come out. So this thing stinks to high heaven. I want to believe he was on drugs and it was a regular car wreck, because I want to believe they didn't kill him. But my gut tells me this just gets worse and worse. And Staff Sergeant Biggs, thanks for popping in with us. There's a lot of facets to this that smell. What's your take on it?
Just a lot of these things that keep showing up in the toxicology report. I mean, if it had no effect on the accident, why are they naming? They're just like running off and naming all this different stuff, and then they go and say, well, there's nothing wrong. You know, they're saying that he was on mushrooms, apparently, because that's what DMT is. It's like a psilocybin. It's just all kinds of random stuff. And the methamphetamine, I mean, he was known to be on Ritalin, so I don't know if that's a contributing factor to something that showed positive in the test.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They put hundreds of millions of people worldwide on these drugs, and now, that's right, he was a Ritalin from childhood, and then the people get basically used to it to operate, and then now that's like an excuse for why his car blew up. It was just very strange.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking over the police report right now, and it's saying that, you know, because of, you know, striking the tree, and it was instantaneous death. I mean, if you look at the tree, you can tell this doesn't add up.
Well, what about them saying that he was charred beyond recognition, so they had to cremate him, but now the autopsy says they got fingerprints, and that wasn't true?
Yeah, I know. That's just crazy.
Well, I mean, stories are always going to change in things, but, I mean, the fact is, if I ever say, I'm going off the radar, they're coming after me, boom, I mean, obviously something smells here. And the fact that they ridicule anybody that questions, I think that's a big red flag right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are questioning everybody who's questioning the whole incident itself. A lot of the people I know that have the same viewpoints as I do about what happened, they're all being ridiculed. And, you know, everyone just wants to throw that conspiracy tag on there when there's just so many questions that aren't answered and so many things don't add up. I mean, you've got to be mental to not think that there's something more than just an accident.
Well, I mean, I remember, saying the NSA spying on you with keyword systems, reading the EU Commission reports, congressional reports, and people said I was lying or crazy when it was admitted 15 years ago they were doing this. I mean, this news isn't breaking. I mean, I guess if my wife ever caught me in bed with another woman, hypothetically, I'll just get up and say, you're a conspiracy theorist. And she'll go, there's the woman right there. And I'll go, no, honey, no. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the report says partially charred remains, heavily charred over the head, and that's it. Just the rest of that is just, you know, some fractures and stuff from, you know, banging around in there. But why was just the face heavily charred?
Who knows what's really going on? I mean, we could really have theories and say he was really a secret operative, and they just put a, cadaver in there and blew it up, you know, to make their secret agent go undercover, and that's why his wife's not upset, you know, because she's a secret agent herself. I mean, she basically is former flack for the National Security Council. And of course, I'm being hypothetical. I don't believe that, but I mean, you could say anything at this time because the whole story has been proven that they've been lying to us from day one. We now know the FBI was investigating him, and they said they weren't. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's because the FBI came out right off the bat and said that they weren't investigating him at all. And I didn't know anything about that. The FBI was involved until I released the email. But now, through some of their phone calls and correspondence and an email, they said I'm supposed to be getting all the information that they had on him on September 9th.
Well, listen, I know that you're on your lunch break there at a restaurant, joining us via video Skype, so it's breaking up a bit. Anything else, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, that you'd like to add about this entire saga?
I just hope that everybody remembers him as a good man, and, you know, I'm going to keep looking into this because I don't think it's an accident.
Yeah, I don't think it's an accident either, and I think her behavior, I mean, people call it stepward wife, just like she just won an Academy Award. She's so happy on Piers Morgan saying, you know, he died, you know, naturally, she thinks, when she told you she's going to take down whoever did this at the funeral and thought it was foul play. I mean, this is like a Cloak and Dagger movie. I mean, don't you want to believe he just died in a car wreck? It's not like we're just saying this because we want to say it. All the evidence points towards foul play.
Of course it does. I mean, it would be a lot easier, a lot less stressful to just go ahead and put this to rest and, you know, remember him for who he was. But there's so many inconsistencies and things right now. There's just so many things don't add up. And if we don't ask questions, then we're not doing him justice at all.
Well, I know a lot of momentum's heating up with investigators looking into this, independent groups. That's why they're getting so nervous. I think this has been added as a smear. But, you know, we could be wrong, but obviously we'll track this as it continues to unfold because it affects not just us individually, but the press and a free country as a whole. I guess the best place for folks to follow your updates on this is your Twitter. What's the best Twitter for folks to follow you?
At Rambo Biggs, RamboVigs.
All right, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, thank you for your courage to come on and continue to cover this. We'll talk to you soon. All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come back. Just got an update from him. And we're going to come back and go right to your phone calls. I'm going to take three calls in the next little six-minute segment, and then we're going to start the next hour because I just want to hear all the things you want to talk about. We're going to talk to Donna, Chris, Jordan, Mary, Rod. Chris, Jordan, Mary, and Rod are up first, then Donna. We're going to come to you right after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. We'll be right back.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yeah. we are back live, a whole third hour, jam-packed with snippets of key economic news, police state news. I'm going to get to it all and your phone calls. During the break, I was looking at more video and photos of nerve gas children in Damascus over in the Middle East and Syria. Just children nerve gas right when the UN inspectors are there. They've already caught Al-Qaeda with the West three times, staging other smaller events. And now you're hearing, well, this is probably Syria, the government. We need to bomb them and then turn the whole country over to jihadis and then slaughter all the Christians and any Jews that happen to be there or any other Alawite Muslims. Unbelievable. And sometimes I almost wish I was a sociopath and didn't get hurt by photos of dead children or a dead baby deer in the road or whatever. I guess I'm weak. That I just have empathy. It's torture. It's torture to care. And then you just watch all this scum triumph because they don't care about humanity. They think it's cool that they're a bunch of parasites. Let's talk to Chris in Mass. Thanks for holding, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to make a comment about the interview yesterday with Richardson. And I know you're trying to be polite to him because he was fair to you, but how can he say with a straight face that the JFK assassination, the RFK assassination, and 9/11 all happened the way the government says they happened? You know, he's a smart guy. He must know better than that.
Well, you're talking about John Richardson from Esquire, who was on. You know, I genuinely believe that he buys into all that stuff because talking to him when he was a teenager and in college in the 60s, and his dad was a famous CIA section chief, his dad told him there are no secrets, everything ends up coming out, it isn't as complex as you say, blah, blah, blah. And his dad was probably compartmentalized. I mean, that's the kind of people, even though they're smart, that they have, who you know, err on the side of caution saying something isn't a conspiracy. When in many cases it is. I mean, undoubtedly, listen, LBJ's lawyer's gone public. They've released all the documents. I've interviewed LBJ's mistress, who was confirmed to be his mistress. And we have it all the way up to LBJ. There's obviously groups above that. But they met at Clint Murchison's house and the night before, and Nixon was there, and they killed him deader than a hammer. And so, look, John Richardson is with the 10% of Americans in major polls who think that it was a lone gunman. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald was obviously a McVeigh setup. He was in the CIA. That's been now released. Just the fact that he was in there. He was at secret U-2 bases and then defects to Russia and then is allowed to come back. I mean, he was a spy. I mean, it's all on record. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, folks. I've been on jet airplanes with famous lawyers to the bushes when they start going, oh, Alex, of course you're right. I grew up next to the rancher where they helped plan kill him, that Kennedy. I mean, they had dead or alive signs in Texas. I mean, I'm from Dallas, folks. The police all know they killed him. A bunch of them were in on it. I mean, it's like an open secret they blew his head off. And the truth is he made a bunch of Texans mad, so the globalists decided to whack him down here. I mean, that's just what went on. And so I hear you, but look, the point is he did a quasi-fair piece, and so what do I say about that? I mean, what do you think?
No, you were being polite to him and being respectful, which is totally understandable. I'll say it for you. He's a mainstream hack who pushes the agenda of the mainstream, and you don't need to say it. I'll say it for you. And just sitting here, I probably wrote down 100 different things with JFK and 9/11 that are just inconsistencies, lies. Major Bloomfield, Perman Dex, Clay Shaw, Guy Bannister, Portergos, Operation Group 40. I mean, there's dozens of things.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. I don't think he's a hack.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, price. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.